Now, by course of time, that an aunt of mine, and I will talk quite openly about her, was Hannah. She was the bee's knees. And it'll give you some idea of, I'll talk, not put anything down there, it'll give you some idea of how one could work the system with Greggs. Now, Hannah was an enterprising lady. When Captain Alec Gregg went to the Boer War, he was taken by Landor to Wimslow Station, Amforth Station. And while they were all cheering, Hannah had two bolts of cloth that she had on one side, but she told on her own account within the family. She took home because she was starting up selling fents, and Hannah fented them. And during that period, Hannah started her own enterprise. On Monday mornings, the washing would be done in the copper in the cellar. On Friday evenings, it had been cleaned out, and fish and chips would be being cooked.
In the same copper?
In the same copper. And not only that, she did a nice hand in tripe. And she sold tripe to the Greggs of Northcliffe Hall, Quarry Bank, on all the list. Mm-hmm. Hannah appeared with tripe.
Where did she live?
She lived in what was your first offices next door to the 14 Oak Cottages. Number 13. That's where Hannah lived. And when Hannah died...
That boiler's still there?
Yes. That boiler's still there. And that's where she did. Now, that good lady went on then to have her little business that she run from number 13, and that was dusters, and she had a machine there, and she used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and she'd be putting these dusters, which she got threepence a dozen. And her next door neighbour, and she knocked at 8 o'clock on the wall for Hannah to go round and have her breakfast, and then Hannah used to come back.